Today we learn lesson 131 in Parshas Toldos. We are going to be learning Perek Chaf Pei, Hey, chapter 25, Psukim Chaf Dalet to Chaf Ches, 24 to 28, in the Simonim Tanakh, around page 38, about four lines from the top. Vayim lu'u yameho lo ledes vihine somim bivitnoh. Vayetze harishon admoni kulo kaderes seyor vayikra'u shimo esav. V'yachareichen yotzo ochiv v'yado ocheses ba'akev esav vayikra shimo Yaakov v'yitzchok ben shishim shana beledes osam. Vayigdelu hane'orim vayihie esav ish odeyatzayid ish sodeh. V'yakov ishtam yoshev ohalim, v'yehav Yitzchak es Esav kitzayid b'fiv, v'rivka oheves es Yaakov. Let's look at the psukim inside. Pasuk Chav Dalid. V'yimlu'u yomeho loledes, and her days, we're talking about Rivka. Remember, she was pregnant. She didn't know what was going on until Shem explained to her. Vayimlu yomeha, and her days, yomeha, yimlu, were filled, loledes, to give birth. That means she went to a full term of pregnancy of 9 months. That's in contradistinction to what we'll learn later on in Sefer Bereishis, when by Tamar, when she had a child, it just said it was when she gave birth, and it didn't say vayimlu, her days became filled, because she gave birth to twins after 7 months. This is a full-term pregnancy. Vihine, and behold, somim, twins, bivitna, or were in her womb. The word somim is not the full reading of the word. It should be ta'umim, ta'omim, with an aleph inside. That would be the full rendition, as it says by Tamar, when she had twins. Why is it missing an aleph? The difference is by Tamar, both her children were righteous, but over here, we will see that not both of Rivka's children are righteous. Therefore, the word somim, twins, is written deficiently. Chafei, vayetze harishon admoni. And harishon, the first one, vayetze, and emerged, admoni, ruddy looking, red looking. That was a sign that later on he'd be a person to shed blood. Not necessarily making him a murderer per se. You can shed blood as being a shochet, a mohel, killing wicked people as a policeman, but he had that complexion. Kulo, completely, ke'aderes seir, ke'aderes, like a coat of seir, of hair. Everybody was so astonished at him, vayikru'u, and they called him, everybody who saw him called Shimo, his name, Esav. Esav comes from the word na'aseh, which means complete. Esav was born complete, fully developed, with hair like an older child. That's why they go, oh, he's already finished. This would symbolically show the future of Esav. He always thought he was complete. He never felt he had to change and be a better person. Chafa v'achrechein, and afterwards, Yotza Achiv, his brother, emerged, v'yado, and his hand of the second brother, Ochezes, is grasping ba'akev of the heel, onto the heel of Esav, his brother. And because he was holding on to the heel, Vayikra Shemo, and he called his name. Who called his name? One commentary says it's Hashem. The other one says it's Yitzchak. Could both be right. And he called Shemo, his name, Yaakov, where the root of the word Yaakov is Akev, which is a heel, showing that the two of them would be very much connected throughout their lives. Esav wanting to emerge first, as if it were that Yaakov was trying to hold him back, showing that neither one will be on top. That when one, Yaakov's trying to pull him down so he can get up, but they'll never be on the top together. When did all this happen? V'Yitzchak, and Yitzchak was ben shishim shana, 60 years old. How do we get to 60? He was 40 when he married Rivka. We know that because he was 37 at the Akedah. Rivka was born at that point, and 3 years later he married Rivka. The first 10 years that she didn't have children was not significant. She was not able of having children. The next 10 years were significant, and that's why they prayed. That's how we get 60 years old. Bil ledes osam, when she gave birth to them, when the children were born. Chav Zayin, Vayigdalu Hanorim, and the lads grew up. For the first 13 years, you couldn't tell the two of them apart. They're both sitting in yeshiva. They're good boys. But as they grew up, they became post-bar mitzvah. Then they went in two different paths. Vahi Esav, and Esav was ish, a man, yodei tzayd, a man who knew how to hunt. Two interpretations. Simple meaning, he knew how to be a good hunter. Number two, he could hunt and deceive people. He specifically deceived his father to fool him to think he was righteous by asking him all kinds of religious questions like, how do you tithe salt or things like that, to deceive his father. So he trapped his father, as it were, into thinking he was righteous. And where did you find Esav? Ish Sodeh, he was a man of the fields, a man of the outside world, he was a man of the world. He wasn't the man who could study the books. Did not necessarily mean he had to be a wicked man. There could be very many fine people who are men of the outside world of the field and hunting and trapping things, but not to be deceitful. On the other hand, V'Yaakov, and Yaakov was Ish Tom, was a man who was Tom, was wholesome. What does that mean? He was not deceitful. What was in his heart was also in his mouth. He didn't say one thing and meant another thing, such as Esav, who was deceitful. And where would you find Yaakov? Yoshev, he was dwelling ohalim in the tents, in the tents of the yeshiva of Shem and the yeshiva of Eiver. And therefore, he was the man who was more involved in studying Torah. Pasuk Chav Ches, Vayehav Yitzchak, and Yitzchak loved Es Esav. He loved Esav. Why? Ki, because Tzayid, two meanings for Tzayid. Tzayid can mean venison, that which is hunted. Befiv was in his mouth. As Esav gave Yitzchak food to eat, was very respectful in that area. Or ki Tzayid Befiv means there was entrapment in his mouth, meaning that Esav had deceived him. And therefore Yitzchak figured, wow, what a tzaddik. He's a hunter, and yet he asks so many questions. On the other hand, Rivka, who was not deceived, and she saw what was straight out, for Rivka oheves es Yaakov, and Rivka loved Yaakov. Now, again, we have to understand it doesn't necessarily mean that Yitzchak did not love Yaakov, but the love usually means a feeling of connection. Yitzchak felt more connected to Esav, while Rivka felt more connected to Yaakov. As we will see as the story develops, perhaps we'll give explanations for that. Let's take a look at the questions. Targum, translate the word vayimlu'u. Vayimlu'u means, and they were filled. Two, chama chadoshim yeshtom beharayon mole. How many months is there in a full pregnancy? 9. Three, achrei kama chodshei harayon yoldei Rivka. After how many months of pregnancy did Rivka give birth? 9. Minayin yodin, how do we know that? Because it says vayimlu'u, and they were filled. For Mahem Tomim, what are Tomim? They are twins. We also want to know what is the difference between Tomim here and Tomim with an Aleph. What's the difference between that and Tomim with an Aleph? Tom with an Aleph by Tomar means she had two twins complete. They were both tzaddikim. Here, Tomim is missing an Aleph to show that one was a tzaddik and one was not. 5. Kama bonim yolda Rivka. How many sons did Rivka give birth to? 2. 6. Targum Edomi. Edomi means ruddy or red. 7. Targum Keaderes, like a coat. 8. Kate said near Haben Arishan Shelda Rivka. How did the first son that was born to Rivka look? He looked ruddy and as with hair like a complete coat, fully developed. 9. Mi kara shmo shel Haben Arishan Shelda Rivka. Who called the name of the first son that Rivka gave birth to? Everybody. 10. Kate said, Karu Laben Harishon Shelda Rivka. What name did they give to the first son that Rivka gave birth to? They named him Esav. Why? Because Esav means complete. He was fully developed and fully complete. 11. Targum Ochezes means grasping. 12. Kate said, Yotza Ben Hasheni Shelda Yaakov Rivka. How did the second son who Rivka gave birth emerge? He was grasping on to the heel of Esav. 13. What was the second son of Rivka grasping on to the heel of Esav? 14. Targum Ba'akev. Translate Ba'akev means upon the heel of. 15. Mikra Shmo Shel Haben Hasheni Shel Rivka. Who named the second son of Rivka? Two answers. One is Hashem. The other one is Yitzchak. 16. Ben Kama Hoyer Yitzhak Ishinolad Yaakov Ve'esav. How old was Yitzhak when Yaakov and Esav was born? He was 60 years old. 17 Kama Shinos Nisun Avral Yitzhak Rivka Lifnei Shaldubanim. How many years of marriage passed with Yitzhak and Rivka before they had children? 20. 18 Targem Tzayid. Tzayid can either mean venison or trapping. 19 Bameh Osak Esav Kishagadol. What was Esav engaged in when he grew up? He was a man who was engaged in tzayid, in trapping, or also entrapment, fooling people. 20. Efo hoya Esav rogalios kishagadol. Where was Esav customarily found when he grew up? In the field. 21. Targem tam. What does tam mean? Simple meaning is wholesome. Deeper meaning means that what was in his mouth was the same thing that was in his heart. He was not a deceitful person. 22. Ayim Yaakov chipes lotsud kishagadol. Did Yaakov search to hunt when he was older? No. 23. Eifahoye Yaakov rogalios kishagadol. Where would you find Yaakov usually when he grew up? He was in the ohalim, in the tents, learning Torah. 24. Mimi shnei bonav av Yitzhak Yoser. Which one of the two sons did Yitzhak love more? Esav. 25. Lama hav Yitzhak as Esav. Why did Yitzhak love Esav more? Number one, because he was gave him venison to eat, so he's the recipient of the kibud of. And number two, that Esav deceived him into thinking he was more righteous than he was by the questions that he asked his father. 26. Mahayo Esav rogo lasos avor aviv. What did Esav do for his father? He would bring him deer meat, venison. 27. Ba'er explain kitzayit b'fiv. What does that sentence mean? Kitzayit b'fiv. Ve'al mi ve'al ma nemer. And upon who and upon what is it said? Kitzayit b'fiv can have two meanings. Because there was tzayid, venison, in his mouth. That would be Yitzhak's mouth that Esav gave him. Or tzayid can mean hunting in his mouth, entrapment in Esav's mouth, entrapping Yitzhak to think that Esav was more righteous than he was. 28. Mimi shnei banel ohava Rivka Yoser. Who did Rivka love more from her two sons? Yaakov. Let's review these psukim. So we should bear in mind, if Yitzhak was 60 years old when his sons were born, remember, Avram was born in the year 1948. When he was 100 in 2048, Yitzhak was born 60 years later. Now becomes 2108 to creation is when these twins are born. Pasuk Chaf Dalid Vayetze. The beginning of Chaf Dalid, beginning of the line, fourth line. Vayimlu Yameha Loledes Vihine Somim Bevitno. Vayetze Harishon Admoni Kulo Kaderes Seor Vayikrau Shemo Esav. V'acharechen yotzochi v'yodoch ezes ba'kei v'esav v'yikro shemo Yaakov v'yitzchok ben shishim shana beledes osam v'yigdelu ha'ne'orim v'yesav ish yodea tzayid ish sodeh v'yakov ish tam yoshev ohalim v'yehav yitzchok es esav ki tzayid b'fiv v'rivka oheves es Yaakov. Please spend a few minutes going over today's lesson and a few minutes going over yesterday's lesson 130. Have a great day.